Well, good morning, everybody. This is Yudana Power in Los Angeles, and we're so happy to be here. We're here Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific time for 15 minutes of focus, of inspiration, of living full out, learning what our beings are about and discovering what kind of power we have inside of us. I love it when people get on the call and say, I'm the powerful, brilliant, and genius so-and-so. And we get that every morning, and thanks to Debbie Beebe, who is a powerhouse in our company. And so we just want to say thank you to everyone who shows up every Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. Pacific. And this thank you to the man who's put these calls together. And these calls have been going on for over 10 years now. And it's just a joy to be able to use this as a tuning fork for our day, to get started right, to get started on time, and to gather the energy of the team, of the full team. We're in business for ourselves and not by ourselves. So this man has won almost every award in Isagenics. He's held this call together for over 10 years. And for the new people and people who haven't heard, he's put together a weekend retreat called Follow Your Bliss. It's coming up from April 22nd to 24th in St. George, Utah. If there's any way you can get there, get there. It's the most remarkable weekend retreat of self-discovery, understanding how your mind works, that I've ever experienced. So it's my honor to turn the call over to the amazing Lenny Evans.
Yudana Power, thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. It's so beautiful to be here. I love it. And I do want to really honor yesterday and Dave MacArthur's call, and be sure to listen to that call. That's what personal growth looks like. When you break bones and you take responsibility for it, this is what it is. It's taking 100% responsibility for everything in our life and everything not in our life yet, right? So let's straighten up. Let's take a big breath together this morning on this gorgeous Tuesday. On three, let's just straighten up and breathe into your utmost capacity. Here's what Wallace Waddle says before we do it. He says, crowd in, listen to the word he uses, crowd in as much air as you possibly can. That means you want to crowd it in. You want to get a couple extra million subatomic air molecules in your body. So let's do it on three. Really big one. One, two, three. Breathe in. I am. And whatever you feel, let it go. Let it go. Oh, man, that's beautiful. And sip on something, whatever it is that you're drinking right now, whether it's a drink of water. I have two scoops of healthy greens in my purified water that I'm going to take a sip on. But if you're coffee, water, Ionics, shake, whatever, yes. Do it now. Let's do it together because it's kind of cool to do that. Oh, my gosh, that has got to be one of my favorite things in the whole world. Two scoops of greens in about 4 or 5 ounces of water. It's like this supercharged alfalfa shot, but it tastes good, and I trust the organic nature of the sources. I love it so much. So, guys, gosh, today's Tuesday. And you know what that means? It means that our very own Yudana Power is going to bless us. She's going through probably the greatest time in her life. I see it that way. And the epiphanies just keep coming, and she's writing a book, and she wants to write another book, and it never ends, right? And that's how exciting life can be when you're living in the now and experiencing that, the presence of the present moment and being intentional about things. And that's who Yudana is. And we're just so grateful for you, Yudana, and I'd love to turn the call over to you now.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know what I love to do? I don't have it right now, but I have it in the morning, is a scoop. I put it in one of the shaker bottles, lots of ice and lots of water, and a scoop of Ionics, and a scoop of greens, and a scoop of fruit, isofruits. And that's a yummy, yummy drink. So, that'll make you shot from guns. It's fun. Anyway, I'm so excited to be here, Lenny, and I want to say thank you again for having this call and doing it for over 10 years now. I mean, it's just remarkable, and having it move into self-development, it's how we get our lives. We get to create our lives. It's not just live our lives. We get to create our lives as we go along, and you remind us about that every single morning. And sometimes we have to be reminded again and again and again. And I learned that when I was teaching singing. I thought, people get it when they get it, and it's all okay. You don't see it until you see it. And so what I learned to do there was just to keep saying the same thing over and over again in different ways and kind of trick people into doing it right. And all of a sudden, their eyes would light up, and they'd go, oh, oh, my gosh, oh. And so I've been talking to a lot of people this last week and a half, and about something in particular. And that's what I wanted to speak about this morning, because and I've noticed some things in myself, and it's kind of odd and very important to talk about. So I've been asking people, one of the things we talk about all the time is, and not just all the time, all the time, is visualization. Going into we've talked about your thinking chair, Rhonda has talked about how she shifted her whole life by going into her thoughts and feelings and actually starting to work in her inner workshop to redo things. And Dave has talked about feelings are the secrets, and Lenny's talking about it all the time, about going on and visualizing and putting in the right thoughts. So it's very interesting. Over the last week and a half, 2 weeks, I've talked to a number of people, 8 to 10 maybe. And I keep saying, well, now I'll ask them a question and say, well, how is your visualizing going? And the odd thing is I get a blank. Oh, well, I'm not doing it, or I'm not really doing it. I'm trying to do it, and I'm kind of doing it, but I'm not really doing it. Or what do you mean? Well, that doesn't really count, really. And I'm looking at that, because sometimes I don't get to it until late at night. And like the other day, I was working all day. I keep thinking I have enough to coast on, because I've been doing it, and then I get involved in the outer world and writing and calling and being on the phone and stuff, and then, well, I'll do it late at night. Now, I was trying to understand what is going on there. If that's all we're talking about, what can we do? What's a little easy gradient? If you're not visualizing during the day, even in 5-minute intervals, 10-minute intervals, to reprogram your mind, to reprogram and re-energize your vibrational signature, how is anything going to change? Now, I've been listening to Brené Brown on shame, which is pretty remarkable. So I just want to make sure that this is not about shaming anybody and saying, oh, you should be doing that or you should not be doing that. That's nowhere close. This is about, let's look at this and see what can we do to fill in the little blanks, to maybe there's something missing. If this is so endemic, if this is, people aren't grasping it, I thought, now what is it? And even me, I'll get up in the morning and I'll just go right into whatever I'm doing because I worked late last night, and I'll get to the visualization late in the middle of the night or late, you know, after. And I went, wait a minute. If I'm going somewhere and I need a map to get there and I don't look at the map at the beginning of the journey and I don't even know whether it's south or west or northeast, how do I know, first of all, when I get there? And how can I stay on track? And if you are a magnet for all of your good, everything in your life, if you don't charge that magnet up, if I don't charge that magnet up and I go into the world without that magnet being charged up, then how am I going to attract the new things I'm looking for? Also, if I go into my world without that being charged up, I will start attracting the old things, which are just, I don't want them anymore, and they beat me up a little bit, and I'm going, oh, my gosh. So what is this about? Really, really clear. And what is the solution to it? And I was thinking about that, and I was thinking, what could this be? And maybe it's that we actually don't believe that our thoughts have this much power to change our world. And one of the things I want to say about that, your thoughts are creating the world you have now. That's what's happening. That's how we are holding it all in place, by what we are thinking and what we are feeling. So if we think they don't count, it's okay if you think they don't count, but the reality is they do count, and they're recreating. So I was talking to someone yesterday or the other day, and they were saying, well, they lived in the house that they where they are, and then they said, oh, well, it's like a house I always lived in before when I grew up. And so that is just repeating that's repeating what we knew. So in order to shift that, we're going to have to visualize a new house, walking through a new house, being in a new house, creating enough. There's going to have to be that charged up, that kind of dissonance feeling. And this is important, about how we feel when we go out and we visualize what we're having and we carry it around us, and then we're walking in the old house. There's a dissonance of when we're in the energy field of the old energy field of the people we know and have been with so long who think of us in a certain way, and they say, and there's kind of a little bit of a dissonance. It may not be a bad dissonance, but it's kind of a weird dissonance because we're vibrating at another vibrational frequency, and we are changing what we're walking into. Now, if we want to, and I use the word entrain or synchronize, and we've talked about this before, you can go out on YouTube and put in synchronization of 36 metronomes. If you want to be synchronized by your old environment and have that just repeat again, then succumb. But if you want to really change things, then you want to be very, very focused about recharging and repairing and reinvigorating your energetic system that you're carrying around with you everywhere so that it starts reconfiguring this field of all possibilities around you. Let me repeat that. It's your energy system around you, your visualizations that you're carrying around us. You. And, you know, when things go wonky, and I was thinking about this the other day because there was, you know, we go up and down, and I was thinking some things. I can't even remember what happened, actually, but I was going, oh, and I went, oh, this is the time to sit in my chair and to refuel from the inside. I didn't even have the energy to visualize, but you know what? I needed to refuel. There's this great well of energy within us. And when we sit and refuel, we can just absolutely feel our batteries inside just starting to get more energy, just starting to fill back up again. And then we have the energy to visualize or to contemplate or, well, there's, anyway, so there was, I went off on a little bit of a tangent there, but, and I actually don't know where I was, but I have a few notes here that I want to cover. Because one of the reasons is maybe we don't believe our minds really can do that much. When you start doing this and start seeing little new reactions come to you, you want to register them and say, aha, oh my gosh, something's happening. Oh my gosh, my thoughts are starting to make a difference. It's not going to happen all at once. In a happy pocket full of money, David Gokonki says, you want to be visualizing an hour a day. Now, that's a lot of time to visualize. How about a half hour? How about 3 10-minute segments? Morning, noon, evening. Whatever you can do, because this is the rudder of your ship. You are already creating everything around you. It's going to hold there until you choose something different. When you start changing something different, you'll see little different things coming back. People will be calling you. Somebody will call in to order some more stuff, or somebody you haven't talked to in a year will call and say, hey, I'm ready to sign up. Those are little responses to your visualization. Also, I was going to say about Brené Brown and talking about shame. It may be we all have that we're ashamed to think that we could do that, or we're ashamed we're not doing as well as somebody else, Or the flip side of that is then, well, I can do that. Well, then our little voice goes, well, who do you think you are? You know, we just have to dump that overboard and do it anyway. As even like a science experiment, get that out of it, you know. You don't have to be perfect doing it. And you know what? When I was, one of the things I Stephen Covey's book, Seven Secrets of Highly Successful People, and when I was learning to write, and writing is really hard. You're staring at a blank page, and how do you get that started? And I read that book, Seven Secrets of Highly Successful People, and I went, oh, the difficult things are very amorphous because we haven't done them before. It's really easy to do the emergency things like, oh, my God, I've got to fold the laundry. Oh, got to pick the kids up from school. Oh, I got to cook something. Oh, I got to do something else. Really easy to do those. To do something that is really meaningful in our lives, it's usually very amorphous and therefore difficult to get a grasp on. So what you do is you program time, and then you just sit there, whether you do it or not. So when I applied it to writing, it was, okay, I'm just going to sit here and just, because I'm going to learn how to do this, and I'm going to do it. Oh, my God, I don't know what I'm doing. So there were times when I would read about it, when I would just sit down and write. I got a kitchen timer, and I read a book. I said, anybody can do anything for 10 minutes. So I got a kitchen timer. I put it in front of me, and then I started writing anything I wanted for 10 minutes. And I just kept going. Sometimes after I got a little stronger and more comfortable with the process, I would take that little kitchen timer and just boop it and go click and do another 10 minutes. Woo! And all of a sudden it started making sense. I started doing that also with my visualizations. And what Lenny had, his idea, that's one of the things. I have a big book of all my visualizations, but now to journal them and write them out every morning and see the pictures of what's happening in my energy system, what I'm creating, what I'm really going. I'm taking my life back. We're taking our lives back. If we don't do it, we're going to get the same thing over and over again. But if we do it, we start making incremental changes. Now, with these things that are can be there, these little lumpy things in the mashed potatoes, that go, oh, well, you, who are you to think you can do that? Or my mind isn't that strong. Or, gee, I really don't have time, and I'll do it later. Well, I'll do it tomorrow. Those little lumps are good things to start journaling about. Well, I really don't want to start doing this because I don't think I – and then things will come up. I mean, I sit down there and do – we've talked about it, the technique called emotional freedom technique or tapping. When I get to a point where I feel kind of lumpy and in something is a little snag in my energy system that's saying, man, you can't do that, I mean, I'll start tapping it out. I'll write a little bit in my journal. I'll put EFT in the journal, and then I'll put down the sentence stem that I'm working on, and then I'll just start tapping it out. And if you don't know about tapping, that's another thing to look at, or EFT, emotional freedom technique. And what happens is that I have these huge epiphanies. Oh, my gosh, that's where I'm stuck. Because it'll open up yourself energetically at the same time emotionally and mentally. It's just pretty extraordinary. And prior to knowing anything about it and using it, I thought it was a bunch of hooey. So, but it's a very profound technique if you're interested. But the important thing I'm talking about is however you get to it, this is key to where you're going, what you're doing. And it's the homework. That's where the real learning starts, when you start playing around with it. You can go to piano lessons every week. You can watch piano lessons. You can watch other people learning piano lessons. You can go and watch people playing piano. And you can go take a lesson every week. But you won't learn anything, and you won't ever be able to play piano unless you go home and just do the piano practice. Now, it's not hard. We want to attempt it and play with it like a little toddler on wobbly legs learning how to wobble around and fall over. Woohoo! isn't that fun, and get back up and walk around some more, because that's what it's going to take. If you say, well, I can't visualize. I'm an adult. I should be able to do this, and I can't do it really well and really right, so I'm just not going to do it anymore. Guess how much you're going to learn. There's no reason why you should know all this at the beginning. Just like if you go to take a Spanish class at night school, there's no reason for you to know how to take Spanish, to speak Spanish when you get there. It's like, it's something we learn. It's a muscle that gets stronger, and it gets stronger by falling down and failing and playing around. And one of the important things came to me when I was learning how to sing. I was so serious about it that I was very stressed. I thought I had to do it right. And then someone said, well, you know, if you're having fun doing something, you'll just do it more, and you'll have a better time. And the more you enjoy it, the more relaxed you become, and the faster you learn, because the more you do it. And it was such an epiphany. I thought, whoa, how come I haven't figured that out before? So I started having fun. And there's a little part in the middle of your voice. There's a little two. If anyone sings, there's a place where you go from chest voice to head voice, and there's always a lump there for the most part, because there's two little notes that you can't hit, because that's where you have to blend your whole voice. But that's right in there. You got to learn how to blend that. And I started spending some, instead of fighting it, I started looking at, oh, let me, how does this blend? Wait a minute, how does I do this? Well, that kind of feels odd, but it blends. That works. Let me see how that works. And I started getting fascinated with that process right there. Not only how to do it, but when I do it wrong, practicing it wrong and then practicing it right, just trying to see the little intricacies of it. And I became fascinated with that. And so when I would practice, it took boring scales to being something so articulate and so fascinating and so interesting and so all-consuming for my whole body that it just got richer and deeper and more profound and easier and easier and easier. And I want to invite that, because you're not supposed to know how to do it at the beginning because you haven't done it. However, take it as you have played Let's Pretend, like a kid. We have all played Let's Pretend. And what I would like to adventure with you is to, why don't you just take it as a Let's Pretend? Have your magazines around, have your vision board out there, but have your magazines and be cutting, have things put in your magazine, in your book. I have a vision matrix book, a vision book, where things are in there in different order. And look through and gather more, and then start visualizing. Walk around your house as though it's already the new house. We were talking about virtual reality cameras and vision goggles and things last night, and we were, I did some lectures over the weekend about that and how remarkable that is. And the point is that why not put on your new vision goggles for your new place and walk around your new house? Walk around the stage where you're accepting your plaque for becoming a crystal executive. Walk around with a huge sign that says $100,000 a year. Walk around your house like that. Put your new virtual reality around you, because that's what's going to excite the energy in the world that you live in, that to start creating that new thing. It's like you're a neon sign and you're just reconfiguring the patterns around you and then amping up that neon light inside. It can be very dim or it could be very charged up. And expect that when you go out in the world, it's going to get dingy. Things are going to ding it. People with other opinions and people with this or that and other ideas are distractions. It's part of it. So you, what do? Is you come home and you just, wow, that's interesting. Let me see. Let me repair. What's going on? Let me just vision that. Oh, that, whoa, let me just fix that one up again. You want to be so, Abraham Hicks, who started this whole thing about the law of attraction about 20, 25 years ago, you want to be able to come back and recharge, refocus. It's not about doing it once and having it last for days and days. You can. It'll do something. But you want to do it. You want to do it so thoroughly and have it so charged up around you that it becomes just a joy to go out in the world because you are starting to attract everything you want and need, and it's effortless. You don't have to make people do things and try to focus things around. When you are charged up enough, what happens is it just goes, like David Gakongi says in A Happy Talk of Little Money, when you go into action, you go into action to receive. You go out into the world to receive. And when we go out into the world to receive, you're going to receive what's already in your energy system. So if you're not doing the visualizations, if you don't really know what I'm talking about, or if you are not practicing them, or if you're kind of doing it and kind of not because maybe you don't think they're really real, I invite you, say, this is just the process of learning it. No blame. Blame and shame do not work. You don't show somebody how to do something and you don't encourage them to be all of who they can be by shaming people. And we do that to ourselves all the time. So as Bob Newhart says, stop it. In the little video, you can Google YouTube and Bob Newhart and stop it and see what I'm talking about. If you haven't seen that little video, it's pretty funny. This is about we wake up when we wake up. We get the idea when we get the idea. You just put time aside. Put a little timer. I have timers on my iPad, and my iPhone that I can pull up, and they don't let the iPad and iPod or iPhone go to sleep. It just sits there with the timer working, and I'll put it on for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, whatever it is. But it doesn't have to be long, but sit there and start exploring it, contemplating it, contemplating your ideas, contemplating the process of how do I do this? What works for me? We all learn and integrate new knowledge in different ways. There's visual, auditory, and kinesthetic, the feeling. And we all have a primary one, but it's usually a mix of all of that. I can't tell you what yours is, but you can discover it. And that's the fun. It's the discovery. It's the self-discovery. But you got to put yourself time. You got, as Lenny says, don't tell the message what it means. Anyway, that's my thoughts for today. I want the best for all of us. You have, and I'm going to turn it back to you, Lenny. Thank you so much for having this call and this discussion, everyone.
Well, thank you, Udonna. Wow, that was beautiful. That was there was a lot of information, and it was amazing information. And you know, guys, for you, those of you taking notes, you know, she said a lot of things that for all of us, we all need to take a look at. Me too. And so, whatever it is that hit you, you know, really act on that today. Act on that right now. Act on that as soon as we go and shout Isogenics. You know. I love the idea of charging the magnet. It's kind of like the whole idea I have of charging the battery, but it's even better because the magnet is attracting, and I love that analogy. I hope you're writing about that specifically in one of your books.
I am.
Because it's so brilliant. It's brilliant. But you are. Okay. Awesome. I know. I hope you are. I know you are.
Thank you. I am.
Yes, and we're all the way up to the top of the hour, guys, so we're going to go ahead and just integrate as much as possible on this, and really, truly, guys, just even 15 minutes a day of meditation, I promise the blessings are going to flow. You know, I was reading this morning early, and I just want to share this one idea that when we meditate, we get to know, this is what David Kakanti says, when we meditate, we get to know ourselves and infinity. Pretty good plan. I'd say that's probably about the best promise of anything I could be promising you, is when you really meditate, you're going to get to know your true self, your higher self, your soul, and infinity. That's a pretty good deal. So, and you can't really teach it. You can't really talk about it. You can only experience it. So with that, guys, we're going to rock this day. I'm going to unmute the lines. Let's shout out, Isogenics after three. And let's rock. Let's take on this day, guys. We so appreciate you. We see you. We love you. Help somebody feel understood today. You know, that's one of the greatest gifts we have for our brothers and sisters, is to help people feel understood. Again, you can only do that by listening. So with that, here we go, guys. Hold on. Yes, we're live. One, two, three.
I see.